This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Investment banker and Hollywood producer Steven Mnuchin confirmed this morning that he is the Trump transition's pick for U.S. Secretary of the Treasury. Perhaps they should just build a long escalator from Goldman Sachs to the Treasury Department. Mnuchin would join Henry Fowler back in the 60s, Bob Rubin, Larry Summers, and Hank Paulson in the ranks of former Goldman people who went on to the top role at Treasury. Philip Swagel is a professor at the University of Maryland's School of Public Policy and was Assistant Secretary for Economic Policy at the Treasury Department during the George W. Bush administration. Professor, good morning to you.
Hi, David. Good morning.
You played, I would say, a major role in handling the last big financial crisis. Do you have a sense of how Steven Mnuchin might handle the next one that is undoubtedly coming? We just don't know when.
At some point, there will be another one. I mean, we can look at his role in the last one, and it was in helping clean things up, right? He took a bank, IndyMac, that was just a disaster. They're a poster child for all the things that went wrong, and he made it incredibly profitable. He worked with the FDIC. He worked with them very closely to help people avoid foreclosure. Now, many people still got foreclosed on, but he did things the way the FDIC wanted.
And moving forward, there's work to be done on the U.S. economy. He was just speaking on CNBC this morning, talking about tax policy as the main mechanism it sounds like he would like to use to bolster economic growth in the U.S.
We're going to cut corporate taxes, which will bring huge amounts of jobs. So we think by cutting corporate taxes, we'll create huge economic growth.
Yeah, it sounds like that's the first focus of the incoming economic team. We'll be on tax reform to spur growth. And Mr. Mnuchin talked about sustained growth, and that seems like the right thing. And I think we understand that we've had some good data recently, but overall, the U.S. economic picture has been more moderate than it should be. It's not as good as Americans are used to. And tax reform has the potential to raise our growth rate.
Philip Swagel, a professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy, is also a non-resident fellow at the Milken Institute. Professor, thanks.
Thanks very much, David.